with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good in the buckets. What is bad, they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Do you understand all these things?" They answered, "Yes." And he replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old." The Gospel of the Lord.
The kingdom of heaven. What does being a citizen of the kingdom of heaven mean to us? Let's take a moment and to reflect upon that question. If we don't have a deep appreciation of what it means to be in the kingdom of God, then it is unlikely that we will consider it worth sacrificing everything in order to attain it. If, on the other hand, we know in our hearts the deep love of Jesus and how he came to rescue us from the power of sin and condemnation by his death and resurrection, we will let nothing come between ourselves and him. He has forgiven every sin of those who have turned to him in repentance. He wants to restore us to true life with the Father. If we recall these things with gratitude each and every day, we will know that the kingdom of God is like a treasure or a pearl of great value, and we will do all we can to attain that. Sacred Scripture provides us with many examples of people who knew the worth of the kingdom, as well as those who did not. Consider the case of the young man who approached our Lord Jesus, which can be found in chapter 19, verses 16 through 22. The young man was very wealthy, we are told by Matthew. And he approaches our Lord Jesus and asks what must be done. Jesus tells him, "Well, take what you have and sell it and give the proceeds to the poor." We are told that the young man's head kind of fell to his chest, and that because his possessions were many, he quietly walked away from our Lord Jesus. Jesus tested his heart by asking him to abandon his beloved worldly possessions. This was more than what the young man had expected when he approached our Lord. His wealth was more meaningful to him than Jesus. His material goods were more real than the promise of eternal life. Saint Paul's outlook was sort of the opposite of this young man. Paul considered everything as loss compared to the treasure of knowing Jesus Christ and following him. And Paul's greatest desire was to follow Christ. All else amounted to nothing. If we are to be like Saint Paul and treasure the kingdom of God, we need to know God's love in our hearts. The experience of God's love will make us long for God's kingdom above all else. The Holy Spirit will reveal the depths of this love to us as we pray and as we ask our Lord to show it to us. In one of my previous assignments, I was blessed that an older parishioner taught me about the kingdom of heaven. It's not that he was a teacher, although he was a very intelligent man. He was in his 80s, and he was retired. And he lived alone because his wife suffered from Alzheimer's and she was in a nursing home. Each day, this man followed the same pattern. He would get up in the morning, and at some point in time, he would say his prayers. He would eat breakfast. He would get ready, and then he would drive to the nursing home to visit his wife. Now, I had been to that nursing home many times before, and I knew who his wife was. Because she suffered from Alzheimer's, she really never carried on a conversation. She walked around with her teddy bear, or she just sat in a chair with her beloved teddy bear. When her husband arrived, he would sit with her. And as I said, it was very difficult to carry on a conversation with her, if not impossible. But each and every day he would go. And he would get there about the time that the noon meal was being served. And so he would sit with her and he would feed her. And then he would spend the afternoon with her. And then when it was time for the evening meal, he would feed her her evening meal. And then when it was time, he would leave and go back home. And the next day would be a repeat of that day. His great love for her was apparent in his actions, in how he spoke to her, and how he spoke about her. It was apparent to this youngster at that time that he had a deep, deep love for his wife. In his eyes and in his heart, their marital love was that great treasure beyond everything else. His faith was his pearl of great price, and the net symbolized to him that he and his wife would be collected at the end times. The kingdom of heaven was something that this man had in mind as he lived each and every day. He had made a commitment many years before, And he continued to honor that commitment for the rest of his life. Faith in God is the only treasure that remains with us when all else is gone and all other paths fail. What is the treasure, our pearl beyond price in our lives? What do we love above all else? What is our kingdom of heaven that we envision in our minds, in our hearts, and in our lives?